Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, April 17th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. The verdict is in. Google built an illegal monopoly in parts of the online advertising industry. That's the ruling today from a U.S. district judge in Virginia. She found that Google had an unlawful dominance in server markets and ad exchanges that harms advertisers and consumers. But she rejected a claim by the Justice Department that the company is too dominant in a third market that helps advertisers display ads across the internet. Shares of Google parent company Alphabet fell 1.4% in trading today. We'll have a full analysis of the court's decision in tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast. Elsewhere, tariffs may be no match for revenue generation at Taiwan Semiconductor. The company's CEO said today that although there are trade risks, TSMC hasn't seen changes in customer behavior since President Trump unveiled his tariff package earlier this month. And the maker of chips for Apple and Nvidia posted a strong earnings beat for last quarter. It reiterated guidance for sales growth above 20% this year and also expects revenue from AI-related servers and processors to double. And finally, higher subscription prices helped Netflix boost its bottom line. The streaming service reported quarterly earnings after the bell, which showed higher-than-expected subscription and ad revenue. The company reported a 12.5% increase in revenue last quarter from a year ago. Profits after expenses, meanwhile, jumped 24% for the period to $2.9 billion. In January, Netflix raised prices across existing U.S. plans to as high as $24.99 a month. This is the first quarter in which Netflix is not disclosing subscriber numbers, but the company said part of its revenue growth was due to an increase in membership. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.